Apparently it's a small peach. Some people call it a plum peach.
A plum peach. I've seen that, but I think I've seen some of them stuff.
They're smaller and plain. And cherries?
Well, now I don't see no. You see a lot of wild cherries and cherry trees everywhere. And wild grapes. Now they usually take people some, but they used to be a whole lot of them used to get them to make wine and stuff, but you don't find too many folks growing that day. Probably some of these older people, man. Because I know cherry trees all around out where I am. Big cherry trees. Full of muscadines and other fruit. A lot of muscadines everywhere.
The cherries would be sweet or sour?
It's sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet cherry.
Would people make, would women make anything out of, say, cherries or peaches for the table?
Make what?
Make something for your bread, preserves?
I'd out of peaches, but not the cherries. No. They use peaches and apples, they preserve those and the table.
Do they make jelly or?
Jelly, that's right, make jelly out of them.
And?
They make jelly out of muscadine, they make jelly out of berries, you know, blackberry. Yeah.
Were citrus fruits very common?
Citrus?
Yes, in the 20s and 30s.
You mean in the stores.
Right.
That's right. You can get.
Good.
You can get quite a bit of it, that's right.
What different kinds?
You got your lemons, oranges, and tamarinds, grapefruits.
Shipped in by the railroad. You don't have any sugar maple trees, do you?
I got maple trees, but I got no sugar maple.
They never make any sugar out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to ask you some questions about one thing would be interesting is a few questions about school. When you started to teach, how were students? Did you refer to students, to young people as students or scholars or?
Students.
Students. How were you referred to as the teacher or how do people talk about?
They call you professor.
Professor.
They never call you teacher too much. Some may find a few because they call you teacher, but you let it call it professor. They do that. They still do that, don't they?
They do. Mm-hmm. I see. And suppose a student started off school and didn't decide to go fishing. What was that known as?
Playing hooky.
And was he punished for it?
Usually punished for it.
Would you punish him or would his parents?
Well, it passed a lot of time with punish him in the way, which was probably, it all depends. Now, if he played hooky and didn't ever get to school, maybe he'd let the parents in it. But if he ever put on school ground and took off, maybe it was our job to kind of handle it then.
In the schoolroom, did you ever use corporal punishment or?
We used to put strap on them, put a paddle on them.
How would you? What did they expect if you said, "I better